Everybody, welcome to Home Field Advantage. You're listening to Home Field Advantage at Fashion Furniture, just steps across from River Park. Come join us here live at Fashion Furniture and grab some me and Ed's pizza. Since 1960, Fresno's largest locally and independently owned furniture store. 85 degrees, sunny skies, wind about 6 miles per hour, courtesy of Lee's Air and Plumbing and Heating. Celebrating over 40 years, leesair.com, check them out. We're going to jump into the show really quickly here. We got our guest. We're looking forward to this interview here. We're bringing in from Liberty High School, the Hawks. We're bringing in the head coach of the men's baseball team, Derek Kuhn. Derek, you there with us?
Yep, I'm right here. Thanks for having me. Appreciate all that you guys do for local sports.
Hey, thank you, Derek. Appreciate you. Let's break it down here. Eighth in the Central Section right now, according to Max Preps. We are currently the Standing Valley champions, if I'm not mistaken. And we're in the Northwest Sequoia League. Everything there checking in, checking out?
Yeah, you know, the boys, we had a hard-fought battle against Fowler this week. They got a great ball club, and, you know, we came up short. But we're just looking for the opportunity to bounce back this next week against Minaret and get back to work.
Outstanding. So currently 18-2. Like you say, you just dropped one to Fowler. Good team. I heard you guys had a lot of guys on base, just couldn't get them through. But that's part
of baseball. Yeah, you know, they had a great pitcher going, and that's just baseball that day. He was better than us that day, and we're just looking to figure out how we can make adjustments and be better.
Awesome. Derek, tell us a little bit about yourself, high school, college, that kind of stuff. Let us know a little bit about you.
So this is my fifth year going into Liberty, fifth year being the head coach, the privilege of being the head coach here. I played high school baseball at Central High School under Brad Fox my sophomore year and Jeff Prieto, who's now at Clovis North my junior, senior year. I got the opportunity to play college ball at Simpson, majored in social science for teachers, and I enjoyed every year up there. You know, I had a decent career up there, and I was just excited to be able to get the opportunity to do what I've always wanted to do and have my own program, and Liberty Madera Ranchos was able to take a chance on a 22-year-old kid just coming out of college.
That's awesome, Derek. Tell me a little bit about Cooperstown, man. A lot of people don't get a chance to head out that way, and I know that you've actually served and worked there. Maybe give us a little insight on it.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was just an awesome experience. You know, going back there as a kid with probably some of the best players known as the Valley, and I always laugh with our buddies. I was probably the 15th best player on that team with McCarthy Tatum, who played at Fresno State, Jack Lebowski, who played at Duke, Clark Cota, who played at University of NC Williamson, Colton Eastman, who played at Fullerton, Justin Heskett, who played at Kansas State. You know, that team was just loaded, and it was just a great experience for a 12-year-old. And to be able to go back there and work for a summer was just outstanding, just be around great people that love baseball as much as I do and just wanted to give these kids the same experience that I had.
Perfect segue into where I wanted to go. Let's talk about the kids. Tell me some of the highs and lows and what you got going on with the kids these days at Liberty High.
Yeah, you know, this year there's been a lot of highs and not many lows. You know, we faced our first low this week, and we'll get past it. But there's been so many highs this year, being able to have the privilege of playing my buddies over at Central and giving them a great game and coming out away on top, and then playing a great Clovis East team coached by Coach Smith and figuring out a way to squeak that one out. And when any time that you're a Division V school and go 3-1 in the Fresno Easter Classic, playing some dang good ball clubs, you know, that's just something to be proud of. And these boys have their experience. They're just a bunch of great kids that work hard. And before this week, we really haven't faced much adversity. So, you know what, I'm just looking forward to the opportunity to see how we respond and to get back on track and go overall to get ready for our overall goal, and that's to compete for league titles and compete for section titles.
Right on. So we got Minaret's coming up on the 16th there at Liberty High. Tell me about
the field.
Yeah, tell me about the field and the school. The school's fairly new. It's opened, if I'm not mistaken, in 2002. So you got some pretty new facilities. Tell me about those.
Yeah, no, the fields came a long way. We have a bunch of boosters who care about what we're doing around here, and we take pride in what we do. We just actually put turf in our cage, turf in our bullpen, extended our dugouts, put concrete in it. Our field crew does a great job. They take care of. We take pride in what we do, and it's a great facility. It's a great place to play, and it's one of those facilities that's just fun to watch a ball game. Get a lawn chair out there, sit down the first baseline, and enjoy the Liberty Hawks playing whoever we're playing that day. But it's just a beautiful place to go to work every day, and I'm just blessed to have great administration that care about sports and that want the best for not just me, but for our kids and what our program. They believe what we're doing over here.
That's awesome, bud. Now I know you come from a long line of baseball family. Maybe elaborate and tell me a little bit about the family. I know Darren, I worked for Darren years ago as a baseball umpire, and Uncle James there. Give us a little insight on the family there.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't much of a choice growing up. You know, you love this game, and it's awesome. Like, I love this game, and he's just one of those guys that my dad was always wanting to go out there and be around the field and wanting to get me better, and, you know, that's where I feel like my passion comes from, just him kind of just putting that into me that, hey, this is what we do around here, and I just loved it. I loved every second of it. I loved being around the game. He kind of instilled that in me, and, you know, now I get to give what he gave me to my kids out here in the Rancho. So I'm just thankful for all the lessons that we've done and all those times in the field and all the times in the backyard in the cage and building me a cage in the backyard. No, he's just been awesome, and a lot of love has come from that relationship with baseball.
Now, if anybody knows your dad, they know that he's a smart man when it comes to baseball. I love picking his brain. Let me ask you a question, Derek. Working as an umpire for many years, and I know I worked with you at a few of those fields back in the day when we worked with Buchanan Baseball, Babe Ruth, and Cal Ripken and stuff. Tell me how being an umpire at a young age has worked in your favor now as a head coach.
Yeah, you just know. You know how to approach them. Obviously, you want the calls. Every head coach wants the calls. But you have to know how to approach these men because they're doing this for a decent paycheck. It's all right, but they don't get paid enough to be yelled at 24/7. So it's how you approach them. It's knowing the game. It's knowing how to talk to them. It's getting on the same page. And I just felt as it's a benefit of being an umpire because you get inside that mind. Like, I know when a head coach says something to me that goes a long way. And it's how you talk to them. It's how you relate to them. And, yeah, you can get caught up in that fire. It's easy to be a competitive, hey, I got to go now. We got to have that call. But you also have to take a deep breath and realize they're not going to be perfect, just like we're not going to be perfect, and just try to figure out a way to get on the same page and have the common goal of trying to win a ball game and just being clear with them, but also being respectful of them.
That's awesome, man. So we like to ask this question, or at least I like to ask this question. Any superstitions, man? Because, you know, baseball guys, they got their superstitions. I was wondering if maybe you got one, you know, maybe you can share with us.
No, I do, man. My wife hates it. You know, when we get on a good little winning streak, I don't shave my face. I let my beard just kind of grow out there. And in our Valley Pitchers last year, we were fortunate enough to win 14 games in a row, and That's a 7-week span, so I kind of look a little bit like a caveman. She doesn't like that, but once we lose, you know, I start over. So I got a clean baby face right now, and hopefully looking forward to growing that beard out again. Not she's not, but I am, hopefully.
So I hear that you just got married, if I'm not mistaken.
I did.
Tell me a little bit about that.
You know, it's been awesome. We just moved out in the Ranchos. It's a great place to live. We moved out in Riverstone. And me and my wife are very happy. We have a German Shepherd puppy, and life can't get better than that, you know. So it's not too much of an adjustment, but it's been awesome. She's awesome. She's supportive of what I do, and it's been a journey, and it's the start of it, and I love it.
Not to put you on the spot, bud, but how did you meet her? How'd that happen?
I actually met her through a family friend that I worked with, her basically little brother that used to play at Dos Palos High School, who actually plays at Fresno City now, and coaching him, heard there's a baseball coach single, and one thing led to another, and now we're married. That's, you know, baseball brings people together.
It sure does, man. That's awesome. That's good to know. I know Pops talks about you, and he's beaming every time he talks about you, man. So let me ask you a question, bud. North West Sequoia League. You got Liberty, Yosemite, Sierra, Chowchilla, Minarets. Tell me about your conference. How's that working out right now?
Man, it's a dogfight. You know, it's a dogfight every single time. You know, you got Chowchilla, who's led by David Alexander and his staff, and they have some great ball players. They're always so prepared, and we had such a tough week against them last week. They give us everything that we can handle every single time, and they got us last year, and we got them this year. But you know, they're always just so tough to play, and they're so well prepared. They're so well coached. Yosemite has really good arms this year with Olsen and Ratcliffe on the mound, and James Gillespie does a great job up there. He's got those kids always playing hard. They're always tough to play. Minarets probably has one of the most underrated pitchers in the league with Mason in the Valley with Mason Medina. Anytime that kid takes the mound, they have a chance to win. And they just have such a beautiful field. It's always so fun going up to play them. And then Sierra, John has done it for so long, man. He's so organized. He's got those kids believing no matter what team he has. And they're always competitive. They're always good. And they always give you a fight. And it's just a fun league to be a part of. I love being on our side of the league where everybody cheers for each other when you're not playing them, and everybody wants the best for each other, and it's respectful, clean baseball, and I love competing against these fine people.
That's awesome, man. Minus Liberty High, what is your favorite place to play, to bring your team out and play baseball? I know Yosemite and Sierra have beautiful backgrounds at their high school there. Where's your favorite place in the Fresno area to play ball?
Oh, absolutely. Central. It's got to be the alma mater right there. I love going back and seeing the Grizz. That field made a lot of memories on with my brothers back when I played in high school. And we got the privilege. They weren't supposed to be on our schedule, but Sonora dropped us because of a rain game. So I called my Central buddies, and we set up a game. But I love going to that ball field. Just brings back so many good memories. And just being able to be on that field right. Had my high school experience and compete in the other dugouts, weird, but it's by far my favorite place to be at, besides the Hawk Nest.
Let me ask you one more question, Derek. I know you got to get going here soon. When you're preparing for a game, is there anything that you stress to the players, you know, beforehand? Is there something that you like to, repeat, elaborate, or I guess basically, you know, go after? What do you tell the kids before a game? You know, what's the story there?
It's the same story every time. We're going to win one pitch at a time. We're not trying to win the fifth inning. We're trying to win one pitch at a time. And knowing that our boys just need to be where our feet are and take it, hey, we're going to take it pitch by pitch. And every single pitch, if we can win every single pitch, it's impossible to lose the game. So just stressing being where your feet are. This moment's the most important moment. Don't look till tomorrow. Don't look to the next day. We're not looking to Valley Championship League titles. We're just trying to be good today. So today the message
like
is be
that.
Good on Thursday, April 11th, and that's what we're going to try to do, get 1% better today.
Love that, man. I love that. Love the energy as well, man. I know you got to get back to practice here, so I'm going to let you go. Thank you, Derek Kuhn, Liberty High School Hawks head baseball coach. We appreciate you coming on the show, and thanks again, Derek. We appreciate you, bud.
Yep. Hey, thanks for everything you guys do. Love what you guys do, and appreciate all the love, man. So have a great year.
You too, bud. Good luck down the stretch. We'll be watching you. We know the playoffs coming up in May 14th, and you got about 8 games left to go on the schedule. So knock them out of the park, bud. Good luck.
Yep, I appreciate it. See ya.
Bye. All right. Derek Kuhn, everybody, Liberty High School Hawks head baseball coach. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back in a bit. You're listening to 1430 AM ESPN Radio. Welcome back to Home Field Advantage at Fashion Furniture. Since 1960, Fresno's largest locally and independently owned furniture store. Well, that was awesome. Thanks, Derek Kuhn, again, for joining us on the show. He was the head baseball coach for the Liberty Madera Ranchos Hawks out in Madera Ranchos area. Pretty awesome. Thanks for the interview, bud. Hopefully we'll have you back on again. Well, let's talk some Giants baseball. Last night, Giants got the win, Hicks with the W, and Corbin for the Washington Nationals with the loss. Giants came up 7-1 on that game. And basically, that second inning was pretty powerful for the Giants. And, of course, they put two in the fifth and two back in the sixth. That was pretty much all they needed. After the second inning, they had the lead and kind of coasted from there. A lot of takeaway from yesterday's game. I mean, a lot of good hits, a lot of key hits, too. And funny part, too, is looking at some of the box – well, looking at the box score after the game was over, I noticed that Chapman, 2-for-4 with 2 hits, but his average is only 208, and that will change, folks. We all know the player Matt Chapman is. He'll definitely be coming around soon. And we're seeing Solaire starting to pick up now. He's got his average up to 191, which is a lot better than it was a couple weeks ago. He's kind of failing in that aspect, but now he's starting to pull it out. And Estrada, I mean, he's having a rough going right now. Came out a little slow, but anybody that's followed Estrada in his career so far knows that guy has definitely got the upswing. But the main guy of yesterday's game, or at least in my eyes, was Nick Ahmed. 3-for-3 yesterday. He had 3 hits, 2 RBIs. He basically put the Giants in a really good position for that win yesterday, along with Fitzgerald. And basically just bringing the swings. I mean, Ahmed's not afraid to swing the bat. He's obviously showing that right now, hitting .282. And his OPS is .676, which is up from last year. So good for you, Mr. Ahmed. Good to see you're doing well there. I know Giants fans out there are excited to see the Giants doing a lot better than some of them expected. I know I talked to some Giants fans before the season started, and there was a lot of speculation of, well, we don't have this and we don't have that. But once again, I'm going to go back to it. They're a gritty team. They got a lot of flavor for that team right now. And I think they're going to give the NL West a run for their money. Let's see. Nothing for the Giants tonight, but this weekend it looks like the Giants will be at Tampa Bay, heading to Florida for that run. And it looks like Wynn's going to be the starter for that game tomorrow night at 6:50. We'll have that here on 14:30. And Tampa Bay has yet to announce their pitcher, so we're still kind of waiting on that. Now, let's see. Fun part about doing this is getting to see all the different stats and what have you. And knowing, if you know me, you know I'm a stat guy. Love my stats. So let's see here on the schedule here. So we got Wynn pitching tomorrow. For the Dodgers, we got King against Yamamoto. The Dodgers are taking the Padres on in Chavez Ravine around the west there. We got the Rockies and Blue Jays tomorrow at 7:07. It looks like Feltner will be taking the mound for Colorado against Gausman in Toronto, from Toronto. And of course, we can't leave out the Arizona D-backs. We got Mats for St. Louis taking on Flat for the D-backs. Flat's 1-0 with a 5.06 ERA, but Arizona's got a good swinging team. They're definitely bringing it this year. They did last year too, and we all know how that outcome came out last year. They were not afraid to swing the bat. That's for darn sure. Let's take a look at the standings now. Dodgers are leading the pack right now, 10-5. San Diego right behind them at 7-8. D-backs 6-7. And the Giants 5-8. And again, going back to it, I'm sure a lot of Giants fans are like, oh, it's not too great. But from what I was hearing in spring training this year, and it didn't seem like a lot of Giants fans were thinking they were going to have a good year. And right now, I mean, I know it's only 13 games deep in the season, 15 for some, but they're still hanging in there. And 5 games back from the lead. It's not, you know, we're in April, folks. We got a long way to go. This is a marathon. It's not a short race by any means. Yankees are doing good down in the AL East. They're 10-3, leading that division. Baltimore and Boston both with 7 wins, and Tampa Bay as well with 7 wins. And the Blue Jays 6-7, so again, tight race for the AL East. My biggest surprise right now is Kansas City, 9-4. Didn't see that coming. And the Guardians, 9-3, leading the division. That's pretty impressive. And they were looking good in spring training this year as well. Then you go down the AL West, you got Texas Rangers leading that division, 7-6. And that's a tight division right now. And believe it or not, folks, the A's are right in the middle of it, 5-8. The Oakland A's, that's right, 5-8, heading to Sacramento. Still trying to wrap my head around that one, but it seems like the Sacramento fans are excited, and we'll dive into that a little later today. But yeah, Texas Rangers doing pretty well. In the NL East, the Braves are up on top, 7-4. And in the NL Central, the Pirates, are 9-3. So a lot of good baseball right now. We're only 15, like I said, 13 to 15 games into it as we speak. So a lot of games to play, 162 on the season. So, again, we're only in April and barely in the second, diving into the second week of it. So got a long ways to go there. And we're going to go ahead and piggyback on some of the breaking news of today. Of course, we all heard about O.J. Simpson passing away at 76. He was an 11-year professional in the NFL. We all know about his career, and we also know about the dark portion of his after career in June 17, 1994, if I'm not mistaken, the day the Bronco rolled down the L.A. freeway when everybody was you kind of remember when you were watching type stuff. And, man, I remember listening and hearing about it, and I turned on the TV, and, you know, I'm sitting there with some friends, and we're watching it, and trying to wrap my head around it, thinking, this is O.J. Simpson. I mean, we remember him from, you know, the Naked Gun movies and, you know, some of the commercials and stuff that he did as this fun-loving guy, you know, and now we're seeing him in a different light. And I don't want to get too crazy about it or talk about too much of that, but what I do want to say is I do feel for the family and for his close friends. Never easy to lose somebody regardless, and he was definitely an icon, whether you liked him or not, or knew him or not, or what have you. But we're definitely, it's definitely top news today. And again, we send our condolences to those that knew OJ in a good manner and respect, and to his family and friends. And I'm sure the news isn't over on him yet. I'm sure there's a lot more to come out. So, and we got the Masters going on this weekend. Looks like DeChambeau is kicking some serious buttocks out there on the golf course. He's 7-under, leading the pack right now. And, man, he hit 350 today with a 5-wood, if I'm not mistaken. That is insane. I can't even talk about something you can't wrap your head around. On the golf course, I couldn't even imagine hitting 300. I'd be excited. Are you kidding me? 250, I'd be excited. He's hitting 350 with a 5-wood. It's insanity, but that's the guy. I mean, that's what he's known for. Long drives and short game's pretty good. So, you know, that'll definitely make you a pro down the stretch. Congratulations to the UConn Huskies. Got the NCAA men's basketball win there, and the women in South Carolina with their victory. And what a great weekend of basketball. Like, the whole thing was awesome. We literally got to watch history in the making. The South Carolina team rebuilt and out there again, bringing the heat and getting their victory. And just a shout out by the coach was awesome at the end of it, telling Caitlin Clark, you know, that she's the GOAT. And man, if anybody knows about that stuff, it's definitely the coach. So that was pretty cool to see. And UFC hit a milestone this weekend with UFC 300. That's insane. UFC 300. So a lot of news out there right now. Also, we want to say welcome to Vance Wahlberg. Not that he doesn't know the Fresno area, but he is now our new men's basketball coach at Fresno State. And want to welcome him to the Fresno Bulldog family. Looking forward to hearing those interviews. He's got some stuff going on tomorrow, some interviews and press conferences, so stay tuned for all that stuff. And I'm sure 1430 will be bringing you all the latest news on that as well. So we want to go ahead and stay tuned for that stuff. Good times. All right, folks, well, we're going to take a quick break here and get back to it again. But you're listening to 1430 ESPN Radio. Enter Sandman. Welcome back to Home Field Advantage. I'm Gino Morrow. You're listening to Home Field Advantage on 1430 ESPN Radio. Local sports for local people like yourself. Thanks for listening. I hope you're doing well out there on the drive home or heading home right now. Make sure you keep your eyes on the road and stay safe. Let's jump into some Grizzlies baseball. So we had Stephen Rice on the air last week with us, and we discussed Grizzly baseball, and he basically kind of broke down a lot of the pitching and some of the hitting for us, some of the newer players and what have you, and just going to recap some of the games that we've already gotten to see so far out of our Grizzlies. So the Grizzlies started out at San Jose with an opening day win, 8-3. And that game, actually, from what I was told, was a pretty darn good game. The literally, the Grizzlies came out swinging, scored in the first inning, and pretty much never looked back. After two, they were 1-1, and then in the fourth inning, the Grizzlies put two more runs on the board, and then added another one in the sixth, making it a 4-1 game. But the Giants, of course, you know, San Jose Giants, they weren't done. They put two more runs up to try to put themselves back in a position to come back, and Grizzlies weren't having it. In the top of the seventh, they posted four runs, and apparently that was a wild four runs, listening to Stephen Rice on the radio that day for that game. Great call by Stephen Rice on that game as well. Brought the energy for the home opener, and that's what we want. That's what Fresno people want. They want the energy. They want the good stuff, you know. So then Saturday, San Jose opened the doors again, and the Grizzlies came in and basically doubled the score on them. 13-6 victory for the second win for the Grizzlies of the season in the short home opener at San Jose. A lot of runs scored in that game. Good pitching. Kind of got mixed up in there with those six runs, but a lot of those, from what I heard, were not necessarily off of the hits, but off of mental errors more than the field errors. And then they wrapped it up on Sunday at San Jose with a 9-5 victory as well. A lot of Grizzlies baseball being played. I mean, we opened up on Tuesday night, and they brought it too. But back to that game, back to that game on Sunday. Again, Grizzlies came out in the first inning, scored a run, put the pressure back on the Giants, and then proceeded to put more pressure from the fourth, fifth, and sixth inning, racking up five runs. Giants had no response until the bottom of the sixth, where they had two runs, but still trailing at that point. And again, seventh inning, scoreless. Grizzlies came back in the eighth and the ninth, put three more runs up, and the Giants answered back in the bottom of the eighth with three more, but that would be it for them today, and final score was 9-5. And our Fresno Grizzlies, of course, were the benefactors of that and the winners. So good to see the Fresno Grizzlies sweeping the San Jose Giants on the weekend for the home opener. And Monday was off on the 8th, and the Grizzlies came back to Fresno and took on the Inland Empire 66ers. And looking from the home opener score, 11-8, a lot of runs scored in that game. Ton of runs scored in that game. And it looks like the 66ers, try saying that 17 times fast. Anyways, the 66ers scored and jumped on the Grizzlies first in the first inning and then kept going. But the Grizzlies in the bottom of the third posted nine runs in the bottom of the third, which at that point in the top of the fourth, it was basically a 9-2 ball game, and the Grizzlies were in control. However, the 66ers decided to come on back again and put one up in the fourth and five in the fifth, making it an 8-11 ball game. And that's kind of where it ended for the scoring-wise in that game. Nobody scored after the fifth inning, literally finishing the rest of the game with zeros across the board. And your winner of that game was actually Flesslin III. He goes to 1-0 now in the season, and Bauman with the loss for the 66ers, and the save was from Hammer, so that's good to see Grizzly save. Always good to see Grizzly saves, especially in a close game. Never a dull moment at Chick Chansey Park when it comes to saves. And if you've ever been there when the crowd's loud, it is a good time. Well, last night, Grizzlies didn't do too well. Ended up getting their first loss on the year, a 6-8 finish. Not much going on in that game. 66ers again scored on the Grizzlies in the first inning. Grizzlies came back in the third, tie it up 1-1. And then they brought it. Grizzlies kept everything scoreless through the sixth and put up four more runs. thinking they were back in the driver's seat again with a 5-1 lead, but Inland Empire wasn't done yet. In the top of the seventh, they posted three runs, followed it in the eighth with three more, and then finished the ninth with a run. And the Grizzlies could only put one more to try to come back, and sounded like they were trying to make a comeback, but unfortunately they fell a little short. That game, Lindsey Young was the winner of that game, and Herrera was the losing pitcher of that game, and the save came from Furman of the 66ers. So that game, again, ended with a 6-8 loss. Tonight, our Grizzlies are taking on Inland Empire again at Chuck Chansey Park. First pitch is scheduled for 6:50 p.m. And then a lot going on this weekend. When we talked to Steven Rice last week, he was letting us know about some of the promotions going on at the park. And plenty of promotions, folks. If you get a chance, go to your Grizzlies website. Yeah, and you can find it, you know, MILB.com. You can find Fresno schedule there and the Grizzlies there and what have you. And good stuff. But, yeah, we got Friday night. We got My Job Depends on Ag Night. I know a lot of people in the ag field are looking forward to that. And Saturday, they're facing Inland Empire again, all through the weekend, of course. Saturday, they got Meet Bluey and Bingo Night. And on Sunday, Bark in the Park. If you've ever been to a Bark in the Park at the MLB or MILB level, that's a fun time and gets a little loud. And what I like is when the opposing team's up and everybody gets their dogs to start barking. That's some pretty funny stuff, let me tell you. But yeah, a lot going on. And at the end of the month as well, on the 28th of this month, they have another Bark in the Park too. So if you're not able to go to this one on Sunday on the 14th, 2 weeks later, you'll be able to go to the Bark in the Park on the next Sunday, the following Sunday on the 28th. The 26th of that weekend as well will be hosting the San Jose Giants. And halfway to Halloween on the 26th and Zoo Night on the 27th. So a lot of promotions. Don't be shy. Get online and check stuff out. If you have extra questions or what have you, give the park a call. I'm sure there's somebody that could help you with any outside questions or even group events or group rates and that kind of stuff. I'm sure the ticket office is waiting to take your calls and help you in any way possible. It's a beautiful ballpark. We've got great weather coming this weekend. Hopefully we get some more of this beautiful sun weather and low winds. I think it was 85 degrees earlier, and it doesn't seem like it's changed much. So get on out there, folks. Grizzlies are playing this weekend. They could use your help. Tonight, again, Inland Empire at 6:50 p.m. Good times are had by all. We're going to go and take a break again, and we'll be back shortly. And having a good time here at Fashion Furniture. Come on down and have some pizza. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Radio. Hey, welcome back to Home Field Advantage, everybody. We're live here at Fashion Furniture, just steps across from River Park. Come join us here live at Fashion Furniture. Grab some Me and Ed's Pizza. Since 1960, Fresno's largest locally and independently owned furniture store. I'm Gino Morrow with you here at Home Field Advantage. Once again, we want to thank Derek Kuhn, the Liberty High School men's baseball coach, for joining us at the top of the hour. And kind of threw the show off a little bit as far as breaking news and all that good stuff, but we are excited and glad to have him join us today. That was a great interview, and it was great to hear a familiar and friendly voice as usual. And we want to let the Liberty Hawks know that we're watching and keep up the good work, guys. We know you're 18-2 right now and doing a great job. A lot of stuff to talk about right now. If you're watching, following the Masters right now, DeChambeau is seven under right now. That's right. I'm not crazy or kidding. Seven under right now. And he's followed by Scheffler, too, who's six under. And if I'm not mistaken, Scheffler's waiting on a baby. So we'll see how all that plays out. Willett from England is down behind four strokes. And Homa, another American, behind four. So Masters going on. You can follow all that stuff on ESPN. They got all the good stuff on their website there for you. You can also chime in on some of the stuff going on with Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter and finding out that whole onion unraveling itself right now. A lot of information to share there. And of course, we were talking about O.J. Simpson earlier and his complicated legacy. I guess that's a great way to put it, as it says here at ESPN there, the complicated legacy. I guess that's pretty much spot on there. Lots of hockey going on, getting close to playoff time, especially in the hockey area. I believe 10 more games left, and the NBA is wrapping it up too, getting ready for their postseason. So if you're a basketball or hockey fan, right now is the time to get excited, because it's getting close to playoff time, folks. You know what that means. Let's see the hardware. That's right. Bring it out. Bring out the best, because the best is about to show. Right on, folks. So we talk Grizzlies. You're going to be able to listen to your Grizzlies tonight on 1430 ESPN Radio. Calling the game will be Stephen Rice. He joined us last week on the show and kind of recap some of the Grizzlies going on right now. That guy brings it, too. If you want to listen to an exciting show and some exciting baseball, then make sure you're listening at 6:50 tonight, because Stephen Rice, he's dialed in. And it sounds like the Grizzlies are dialed in as well. Good times are had by all. And I want to also kind of piggyback on some of the breaking news. I want to jump into something a little off the subject, but we have a little time for the Stanford Cardinals head women's basketball coach, Tara Vanderveer, icon of women's basketball. She just retired, and apparently it sounds like the assistant coach, Kate Hay, is going to be positioned to become the next head coach for the Cardinal. And just looking at some of her accolades over the years, 14 Final Fours, 3 national championships, 90, 92, 2021. She holds the NCAA record for career victories at 1,216. And if anybody's deserving of a good retirement, it is that lady, Miss Vanderveer. And we want to definitely wish her the best in her retirement. And I know she probably won't necessarily step away from the game, because it's really hard when you've been in the game, so to speak, that long. But we definitely want to make sure we give her a shout-out and congratulations on an excellent career. And I know our Bulldogs have played Stanford Cardinal a few times, and whether we've won or fell short, we definitely know that that is one of the teams in the Pac-12 that, again, bring the heat, and they definitely brought the heat. So congratulations on your retirement. We wish you all the best. We didn't want to leave you out of the show today. We definitely wanted to express our happiness for you in your retirement. Good luck in the future. All right. Come on down. Get some me and Ed's pizza. We're at Fashion Furniture right across from River Park. We're doing high school sports here. We're talking earlier to Derek Kuhn and Liberty High School Baseball. And I'm a Max Preps guy. I don't know about you guys out there, but when I want to see what's going on, I look up Max Preps and find out the local stuff, who's playing who and where the teams are falling, in the top 100 and what have you. And right now, Clovis North is leading the Central Section right now, 12-2 at number one spot, followed by Liberty of Bakersfield and Liberty of Madera. Look at that, number 8 right now in the current standings on Max Prep. So, again, keep it up, guys, over out in Liberty, playing some really good baseball. Some really, really good baseball. All right. We had a little glitch here, so I'm just trying to get through that. But we're all good. We're all good. A lot going on the weekend here in Fresno. A lot of baseball and softball being played. Right now, Fresno City Rams are at Reedley, if I'm not mistaken. That game started at 2 o'clock, so go Rams. Hopefully you're doing well out there. Bringing home the W to Fresno. Sure, Reedley's got something to say about that, but that's all right. It's a good school as well. Play a lot of good ball there. We all know who came out of that school playing for the Bills in football, Mr. Josh Allen. Good times are had by all there. It's kind of neat to see when they come back and do well for the school and contribute to their schools too. That's always fun to watch, especially when they're local guys like that. But again, we're live here at Fashion Furniture. Come on down. Don't be shy. We got free pizza. And you can hang out at the show. A lot of people walking around right now looking at some furniture. Good times, good times. All right, let me see if I can get this back. Hey, there you go. All right. Anywho, we got a lot to talk about in the next hour. We're going to bring in, Kyle Ferguson from Fresno Pacific College. He's the AD there. And we're going to pick his brain about some of the upcoming events at Fresno Pacific, talk some sports, hopefully talk about some of the coaches and players and what have you, and get an in-depth look at what's going on with Sunbird Athletics. They've got track and field's been making a lot of noise there at Fresno Pacific, so hopefully we can find out what the news is over there. Find out what's going on. What is going on? Yeah, once again, a lot going on this weekend. We'll recap that in the next hour as well. We'll be getting to that in the next hour as well. Fresno State baseball making waves. And on a sad but respectful note, Eamon Perkins, may he rest in peace, was an icon at Fresno State. And if anybody's ever been to a baseball game at Fresno State, you know who Eamon Perkins is. He's the man with the big red shoes that would stand in the dugout and lead Fresno State baseball fans. And we lost a good man this weekend or this week. He very iconic. He'd lead us in cheers, and you know he'd always. Sorry, I get a little choked up. He was a really good guy, and through my college years, I remember spending a lot of time as a bleacher creature and watching baseball, and got to watch quite a few games with that guy. So definitely kind of hits close to home there. But yeah, Eamon Perkins, if you ever went to a game, he was wearing, all red, and he'd always tell you it's a beautiful day to be a Bulldog, and I think that kind of goes without saying now. So hopefully we'll be able to put that up somewhere to remind us of not just the man, but the inspiration he was. And I'm sure a lot of the college kids that would see him would be like, who is this guy? But man, he was a great guy. He was funny and entertaining and had a good outlook on life. He was a man of God, and he pretty much loved everybody. I mean, he loved baseball, and he always made time to talk baseball. So we will miss you, Eamon, and we will definitely remember you. You are definitely close to our hearts, and the baseball family of Fresno State, I'm sure, will be recognizing you their next homestand. And I don't know if anybody will ever be able to replicate what he's done or what he did or how he made you feel when you were at the park, but that's the fun part about baseball. Like Derek said earlier, there's a lot of innings to play, and you want to take one pitch at a time, and that's how I'm sure that's how the Dogs are approaching their games and their season as well. But again, we'll pay our respects to Eamon Perkins, and definitely let his family and friends know that he will be missed, and we will definitely remember him. Well, it looks like we're getting close to that break time again. We'll be back, and we'll get back into the high school and college baseball and softball. We'll read the rundown and get back on the positive note. All right. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Radio. We'll be right back.
Like
of the Phoenix. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Home Field Advantage on 1430 AM radio. Local sports for local folks. We're here at Fashion Furniture, again, steps away from River Park. Come down and join us. Grab some pizza. Since 1960, largest and locally independently owned furniture store, Fashion Furniture. Well, it looks like the weather outside is 85 degrees, and that's courtesy of Lee's Air Plumbing and Heating, celebrating 40 years, 40-plus years, and leesair.com for all your plumbing, heating, and HVAC concerns. Give them a holler. You can check their website out again at leesair.com. All the information is there for you. All right, welcome back. In the hour, we're going to bring in Kyle Ferguson at the next segment here after we talk a little bit more about high school baseball and softball and college. We'll definitely jump into the college aspect of everything. Looking at the Mountain West standings right now. And like Edmund Perkins said, it's a great day to be a Bulldog. Right now, the Dogs are 12-3 in the Mountain West, leading the pack over the second place team in the WAC, the New Mexico Lobos. There are 7-5, Air Force 8-6, Nevada 7-7, San Jose 7-8. So Fresno State's got a comfortable lead in baseball. Four wins right now. They're on a four-game winning streak. And those games, of course, brought to you with Fresno State and Paul Leffler on the call. Man's a legend. Tune in if you want to hear some Bulldog baseball. Some good stuff right there. And other California rankings as well. We're going back to the Max Prep stuff. Kind of cool seeing local school like Kerman out in the west side hitting the number 10 spot right now. Redwood at number 9, Liberty at number 8, Bakersfield Christian number 7, Bullard at 6, Clovis High at 5, Frontier from Bakersfield in 4, Cabrillo out of Lompoc playing some good baseball, sitting at number 3, Liberty and Bakersfield number 2, and Clovis North leading the pack right now. Rightfully so, they had a pretty good last few weeks, so definitely doing well there. If you're out and about this weekend, there's going to be plenty to see, plenty to watch, I should say. Fresno State especially, if you got time, come on out. And you got women's tennis on Friday, and track and field as well. And then on Saturday, Dogs are on the road, if I'm not mistaken, this weekend, baseball-wise. And it looks like, Dogs are at home. They'll be taking, of course I got the wrong one. Yeah, of course I did. Anyways, back to that. Dogs are on the road at Albuquerque, New Mexico this weekend. And Saturday's game is at 2 p.m. Let's see, Friday's dog game is at 6 p.m. And again, that's in Albuquerque, playing New Mexico Lobos. And they'll wrap it up on Sunday in Albuquerque. And that game is set for 12 noon. So if you're wondering if Fresno State's in town, that's my fault. I'm sorry. They are actually out of town in New Mexico this weekend. But you can follow your Dogs. You know where to look. You know where to find them. Head to GoBulldogs.com for all of that. All that information. It'll tell you where and when to listen or watch. A lot going on. Let's see. What else we got? We got softball this weekend. Fresno State Bulldogs softball is at Boise State. Looks like they'll be in Boise for the weekend. So good luck to our Fresno State Bulldogs softball team. Women's tennis. We got women's water polo as well. Water polo is at Azusa Pacific. Good water polo team. If you haven't had a chance to come out and check out our water polo team at Fresno State, it's pretty cool. They got a really good team. They built a really good program over the past few years and definitely competing at a higher level now. And definitely doing really well. So keep your ears peeled. Fresno State baseball on the 16th. Next Tuesday is at LMU, Loyola Marymount in Los Angeles. And that game, 6:05, first pitch. And then on the weekend, the following weekend, I should say, at Pete Biden Field, the Dogs will be hosting San Jose State from the 19th to the 21st. So next weekend, if you're in town and you want to see some Bulldog baseball, get on out there because they'll be playing. Pete Biden Field, you all know where it's at. Again, go to GoBulldogs.com for all of your Fresno State questions, whether it comes to athletics or academics. They got it all there for you. It's all at your fingertips, folks. Let's see. Fresno City, like I said earlier, they're playing. Let's see here. Fresno City right now is playing Reedley. They were up 2-0 at the top of the first. I haven't got any other updates right now. Not much going on Friday. And Saturday, softball is at San Jose for the Rams. And baseball at 1 o'clock. Reedley's coming to Fresno. So if you're in town on Saturday the 13th, you're looking for something to do in the afternoon, head on down to the ballpark, Fresno City, Fresno City College. Great product on the field this year, Fresno City. Talk about bringing the heat, bringing the action. Fresno City has a really good baseball team, and they definitely need your support. So come on out and support your Rams. And, of course, we don't want to leave out Fresno Pacific. I know we're bringing in Kyle Ferguson here down the stretch, so we're going to be talking to him as well, finding out everything Sunbirds. It looks like this Saturday coming up, the Long Beach track invite going on. We'll hopefully get a little more insight on that. And all the cool sports going on at Fresno Pacific. FPU. Definitely get on the website. Again, Fresno City has theirs. And again, all that stuff is at your fingertips, folks. FPUathletics.com if you're wondering about Fresno Pacific. And, of course, Fresno City is FCCRams.com as well. So three websites with all the information and all at your fingertips to find out what's going on locally. All right. Well, okay. Keep getting these, hearing these glitches and kind of throwing me off track, but we're good. We're not worried about it. We're going to get through it regardless. That's right. That is right. We want to bring up, and pretty soon we're going to bring in Kyle Ferguson and talk to him. But before we do that, we're also going to be talking about the NFL draft in this hour. Some of the local talent, some of the Mountain West talent, and some interesting tidbits. If you haven't checked it out, ESPN.com has Mel Kiper's picks, and it's madness, folks. The draft is madness. I can't wait. It's April 25th. It's on a Thursday. The first round will be played, and it looks like there's going to be like 4 to 5 quarterbacks going in the first 10 picks, within the first 10 picks. From what all the experts saying, 4 are definitely going to be picked. And we'll kind of go over that later on in the show today as well. We'll talk about some of those picks. But we'll definitely be talking about the local guys coming into that, because that is what we are. We are a local sports show talking about local sports. And on that note, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go on this commercial break. We will be back. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Radio. Welcome back to Home Field Advantage. I'm Gino Morrow. We're here at Fashion Furniture. located across from River Park. And it's 4:16 right now out there, and we're going to bring in our next guest. He's the Fresno Pacific University Sunbirds Director of Athletics, Kyle Ferguson. Kyle, are you there?
I'm here, Gino. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show with us, bud. Appreciate you. Kyle, give us a little background, where you're from and kind of how the road you got here to Fresno.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here. You know, my really interesting way to end up at Fresno Pacific, to say the least. So I was born and raised in Nebraska. I'm a Cornhusker through and through, but in college, I went to a small college in Nebraska to play baseball, and I met a girl from Fresno while I was there. We ended up getting married. Actually, got married in Fresno in 2006. I took a job at San Diego Christian College in 2007, and I ended up working there for 9 years. I started as an admissions and became sports information director for a while. Did some of the radio stuff like you're doing, that fun stuff, and then I eventually transitioned to the role of director of athletics. Then from there, I'd always kind of taught on the side. I enjoyed teaching in the classroom, and I got a job as a faculty member at Lewis Park State College in Idaho. And so the last 7 years before I came here, I was at LC State. Not directly in athletics. I served as a faculty advisor for their student athlete advisory committee. I was on their athletics advisory council for but not directly in athletics. And then I saw this job open last year. I felt a calling to apply for it in a situation where I wasn't sure what was next. I was very happy where I was. But Fresno Pacific has always had a special place in my heart because of my wife from Fresno and then the type of institution that it is. And so I got the job and started here July 1st. And it's been a fun, I guess, 10 months up to this.
That's great. Wow, that's awesome. Nebraska, huh?
Yeah, man.
What was it like growing up in Nebraska during the wintertime? Tell us a little bit about that.
So it's funny because I didn't know any better when you grow up in it. You're just there. That's what I assumed life was. And then it's funny. I remember very distinctly my first year in San Diego. I watched our baseball team play in January, and it was 65 degrees. And I thought, why on earth that I spent all those years playing baseball in cold weather, and this existed. I had no idea. So, the winters are they're unique. If you haven't experienced one, it's hard to explain that the wind chill that gets you in Nebraska. But it was a great time. I had a kind of an ideal childhood at times, where hop on a bike, ride around town, hang out with friends, play baseball down at the park, that type of stuff. So, feel very blessed to have that opportunity. But really, really enjoy my time in California.
Well, that's awesome, man. Well, Kyle, thanks again for coming on the show. We're glad to have you here. Let's talk Sunbird sports. What's on the plate this weekend for the Birds? And let's talk maybe a little bit of track and field. I know they're making big headwaves right now. Let's dive into that.
Yeah, track and field is they've been ranked nationally since the rankings came out a few weeks ago. A really strong men's team coming off of a second-place finish when you look at the distance side in our men's cross-country program. In the fall, they carried that over. Coach Ray Winter has done an amazing job recruiting and building this program. He's been for a long time now, and alongside Robert Foster, his assistant coach, head assistant coach, they do just an incredible job of recruiting. They recruit a lot of local students, which is something that's near and dear to my heart. They're an institution in Fresno. We need to pursue those athletes. They've done a great job of that, and it's paying off for them now. We're excited to see where it's kind of a coin flip right now at the conference championships between us and the Pacific, which will be in a few weeks, April 25th and 26th. We have a really good shot on the men's side and on the women's side as well. But the Azusa's won 8 straight conference championships, so we're hoping to break that this year and have a really good opportunity to players involved in the place. We'll be able to be celebrating that as we look ahead to nationals. Weekend, they had a little rain issue play baseball, so to play in Biola. So we're switching our schedule a little bit there. Tennis is at home this weekend. Women's water polo is also at home. Their last home match of the year against Cal State Monterey Bay. So it's a busy weekend. Every weekend seems to be busy in the world of athletics, but it seems that point of the year where it's starting to wind down. and we're getting excited for the championship season.
So I'm looking at the composite schedule here, and I'm seeing that Cal State East Bay is coming into town for women's water polo. Tell me a little bit about the water polo team at Fresno Pacific.
Yeah, so Coach Brian Sahobe, he started the program, so he's been our water polo coach from its inception. Women's water polo this year, the way the conference works, there's four teams on the West Coast, four teams on the East Coast, and then we're going to be hosted by Ohio. So in the conference, we're 2-2. We're right there. We lost to Iowa in overtime. They're kind of at this point. But it'll be a really good matchup this weekend. If you play over at Sunnyside High at 7 p.m. Come out and catch the game. It'd be great. It's a really exciting opportunity for our women as we look at the conference championships here next week.
Right on. Now, I'm looking also, I'm seeing doubleheader in Biola. You were saying there were some weather issues there, if I'm not mistaken. We're having a little trouble hearing you there at times. But
yeah, no, sorry. Yeah, we'll be switching our into playing, I think, on Friday and Monday is what we're looking at. There's rain in Southern California on Saturday. And so we'll play there on Friday. We'll come back for the weekend and head back on Monday to keep that series. We just split a non-conference series with Biola a couple weeks ago. So it'll be a really good matchup for us. The way the conference tournament works for baseball, the top 14 make the conference tournament. We're two games back from that fourth spot. So big weekend of baseball for us. And we got a really, really good shot to make that.
Nice. Are there, how's women's softball? How's that going? Let's tell us a little bit about that.
So we don't have softball.
Huh.
Softball is one of the sports. Yeah, one of the sports that we don't offer.
Brain fart there.
Unfortunately, that's all right, man. I'm a softball fan. Maybe down the road it could be something that's in consideration. But at this point, yeah, no softball for the Sunbirds.
Gotcha. Yeah. Again, sorry about that. There's a little miscue there.
You know, no worries, man. Not a problem.
So the doubleheader again is tomorrow, and then again on Monday, correct?
Yep, shifting over on Monday, yep.
Okay, cool. Is there any other sports right now in Fresno Pacific that we need to be aware of and what's going on?
We got men and women's tennis. They have a conference tournament in Arizona next week. So they'll be wrapping up their seasons. But after that, we have the women's water polo team wrap up their season the 25th and 26th. And then track and field and baseball go quite a bit longer. In track and field, the national championship, which we'll have a number of students qualify for, that'll be almost towards the end of the day. So they'll be on campus well after school is out, working hard, gearing up for a possible national.
Right on.
Yeah.
So the conference, tell me a little bit about the conference. We're NAIA, if I'm not mistaken.
So we're NCAA Division II.
Okay.
You're in NAIA up until like 2013, 2014 time frame. So we're in the Pacific West Conference, and if you ever paid attention to the old NAIA GSAC days, a lot of those familiar names are in the Pac West as well. So in California, there's Azusa Pacific, Biola, Fordia, Point Loma, Westmont, with those GSAC rivals, and then Academy of Art at the Bay Area. Then next year, Menlo College and Jessup University, also in Northern California, will be joining us. And then there's three Hawaii conference, Hawaii Hilo on the Big Island, and Chaminade, Hawaii Pacific over on Oahu. So mostly California with the three Hawaii schools that we get to take a trip to every year for some sports, every couple years for other sports. It's a really highly competitive conference, good athletics across the board, and exciting to watch.
Right on. Is there any difference as far as recruiting goes for a college like Fresno Pacific? As far as, I'm sure you have to compete with the bigger schools and what have you, but tell me a little bit about your recruiting processes and how that works.
Yeah, absolutely. So our coaches are, I'd say, tireless recruiters. It's never a downtime other than the required NCAA moments for recruiting. It's a constant constant battle, and with so many teams within our conference in California, it's definitely something we have to work toward and to get the best student athletes possible. As far as competing against bigger schools, I mean, there's definitely a different level from the NAIA days to now. NAIA is really highly competitive as well. NCAA offers similar opportunities, but it's like I said, it's a never-ending battle. There's a lot of competition. I think we are in a spot, lone Pac West private Division II school in Central Valley here in Fresno, and one of my pushes toward coaches is we have a lot of talent here, and a lot of students are looking for an opportunity, and really focus on that and try to push that.
So my next question for you, Kyle, is facilities. Tell us a little bit about some of the facilities at Fresno Pacific. The baseball field. I love the baseball field. Tell me about some of the facilities.
Yeah, absolutely. If you haven't been out to our baseball field this year, you would if you came out this year and you haven't been out before, you'd see a lot of construction going on. So we broke ground in February on a $4 million stadium renovation. So it's really generous to give our Martin Foundation kind of kickstarted it, and a number of wonderful donors have come alongside to make this a reality. So there's a new clubhouse, bathroom area, staging seating, press box that'll be completed before on schedule, I should say. If we stay on schedule, it will be completed before next season. And so this year, if you come out, you can never see it. Being built up in the process. Just beyond the left field wall, at our baseball season, our tennis complex, which is a really beautiful complex. We have our tennis courts that compete there. And then beyond that, we have our track, which over the summer we'll be renovating our track, putting a new track surface down. And then Ramirez Field, which is our soccer field named after legendary coach Jaime Ramirez. So those are our outdoor facilities, and we have our special events center where we host basketball games and volleyball. And then we also have a practice pool out here for our swim team and our water park at Sunnyside High, which has just been a wonderful park for us this year.
And that's the Sunnyside Aquatic Center, correct?
Yep.
Gotcha. The Sports Medicine Clinic, how old is that facility? And tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, so Betsy Myers is our director of sports medicine and assistant athletic director, and she's been here for 20 years. So she does a great job leading that crew. I can't say enough about our athletic trainers. I think they're often, obviously you don't know what's going on and you don't know something's wrong unless an athletic trainer's not there, because they kind of handle everything without a lot of fanfare. And they put a lot of grunt work in, a lot of hours in. So our crew of athletic trainers is awesome. Serving our student athletes and trying to give them the best opportunity, the best experience possible through all the different things they do. I would like to try to even begin to explain the medical side of stuff, but I'm not going to try because I don't know what I'm talking about. So I could leave that up to Betsy to explain it a little bit better than me. But yeah, they do a great job with it and are fully in on serving our students.
Gotcha. I noticed also the Fresno Pacific Hall of Fame. Is there a specific spot on campus that we can see these placards and what have you about all these great athletes, former athletes and stuff? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the Hall of Fame is something that they used to do a Hall of Fame ceremony. Once COVID hit, it hasn't come back. And so it's actually on my docket for next fall. A fall or spring next year, a Hall of Fame ceremony. Introducing new Hall of Famers as well as kind of revitalizing what we have for Hall of Fame. So right now, within our special events center, we walk our trophy case with a number of the national championships that have been won over the years and conference championships. And then there's also a placard in there with the name of the Hall of Fame, the Hall of Famers in there. I can't say enough about our alumni. The alumni, they're the reason why we are here. They built that foundation, which have allowed our Fresno Pacific student athletes to now compete at such a high level. And so we need to always remember and take time to honor those that came before us and all the effort that they put in. And be very thankful for that.
That's awesome, man. So, we'll piggyback a little bit on men's sports here. Well, men's and women's, actually. Soccer, upcoming schedule. I know Fresno Pacific draws a pretty good crowd for soccer. Tell us a little bit about our soccer team coming up in the future here.
Yeah, there's actually some, I feel like there's renewed energy within our soccer program. So, Jaime Ramirez, he's been here. He'll be going to his 34th year next year as right. Coach at FPU. FPU alum, you know, Fresno County Sports Hall of Famer. Jaime is just a legend of soccer in the area. And we're very, very blessed to have him leading both of our programs. So we shifted into this last season, Jaime into what we call a director of soccer position. So Jaime is going to oversee both programs. We're currently in the process of going through applications for head associate and associate women's coach. Which will allow Jaime to help mentor them, help guide them as we look to the future of the Fresno Pacific Athletics. And so I'm excited to see what this coach is in, how we push forward. I'm excited to see Jaime continue what Jaime does, which is old young men and young women on the soccer field, but more importantly off the soccer field. He builds character. That's what we're trying to do here is a holistic development of our student athletes, spiritually, academically, and then physically on the field. And Jaime does a wonderful job of that. So I have a lot of excitement about the future of our soccer program, and I'm thrilled that the Jaime was willing to take this position on as we look for these next two associate head coaches as well.
Yeah, going to some Sunbird games, soccer games in the past. It's exciting. Like, I mean, always a good product on the field. Always an exciting match. Can't remember the last bad game I went to. Like, and I live right down the street there, so I try to come in, you know, and watch as much FPU soccer as I can get my hands on.
Get you out to a game, Gino. Come hang out.
I would love to. You bet.
We'll get a cup of coffee and watch some soccer.
It sounds outstanding. Outstanding. Kyle, before I let you go, is there anything you want to touch on before we let you go today?
First, I just really appreciate you having me on. It's been fun to chat with you and fun to chat Sunbird Athletics. I'm so excited for what's in and hopeful for what the future has for us at FPU. From our leadership down to our coaches and ultimately down to our student athletes. I'm just thrilled with where we are right now and where we're headed. Our student-athlete GPA as a whole is pretty good this year. We're helping students get their degree and get to that next stage of life. It's a blessing and humbling to be part of their journey, and we're excited for the next stage of Sunbird Athletics.
Well, we feel humbled and blessed to have you on the air with us today, buddy. We definitely appreciate the time that you spent with us, and hopefully we can have you in the near future come on as well, and I'll get my sports straight, I promise.
All right, man. Sounds good. We'll catch up soon. Thanks, Gino.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Kyle Ferguson, the Director of Athletics at Fresno Pacific University, joining us here on the show on Home Field Advantage. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back shortly, and we'll get back to it. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Radio. Gino Morrow. We're 4:38 p.m. right now. It's 86 degrees outside, courtesy of Lee's Air. And we're here at Fashion Furniture. You know where to find us. Steps across from River Park. Since 1960, Fresno's largest locally and independently owned furniture store. Well, let's dive into some NBA. NBA action. Wrapping up the season here. We're getting close, folks. It looks like Boston is leading the pack. Literally leading the pack. It looks like Boston's going to be the favorite of the Eastern Conference. And take a coin, flip it as many times as you can. The Western Conference is that crazy, folks. I mean, literally that crazy. Most teams have been pretty much solid. I mean, Denver's in, T-Wolves are in, or Timberwolves are in. The Thunder's in, the Clippers are looking like they're in, and the Mavs are in. And then we've got the rest of the pack. New Orleans, Phoenix, Sacramento, the Lakers and the Warriors. Still trying to figure out what positions, but here we go. I mean, it's that time. It's playoff time. We're getting close, and I'm looking forward to this season's playoffs. So, not a big basketball guy, but this year in the Western Conference has been pretty fun to watch. There's been a lot going on, and I don't really have a team. I was a big Magic fan back in the day, but not so much after that whole era kind of retired. But I'm slowly getting back into it. Love me some college basketball, though. I can watch college basketball all day with you. So, but that's, you know, probably because I'm only 5'10 and didn't play a lot of basketball. So maybe that's my downfall on that. But, again, we're getting close to the NBA playoffs, and we hope that your team's in there, and we hope that you're excited as we are about watching and listening to these basketball games coming up. And, again, my favorite, I mean, everyone says the Bucks are still the team to beat, but I think the Celtics with a 62-17 record have proven that they are the team to beat. And the Nuggets are leading the pack right now, 56-24, followed by the Timberwolves, a game behind them, and the Thunder right there with them too, 55-25. So that whole conference is still up for grabs, literally up for grabs. And there's only a couple games left to play, so stay tuned, folks. A lot of NBA action coming your way. It's going to be fun to see where everybody finishes here at the end. And, again, looking forward to the postseason. That's going to be fun. Well, let's dive into some NFL action here. The NFL draft coming up on the 25th on ESPN in Detroit. Detroit is on the clock hosting the event. So good stuff if you're in the Detroit, Michigan area this year. I know the Bulldogs are playing Michigan on August 31st in Ann Arbor. So we'll be able to see our Bulldogs play the Wolverines this year. That's going to be insanely cool. But, yeah, looking at the drafts, like I said, I like to go to this NFLDraftBuzz.com to check out the latest or look at Mel Kiper stuff on ESPN.com as well. Not a lot of changes. Again, looks like a lot of quarterbacks are going to be going in the top 10. And some moves they were talking about, too. Some of the teams making some moves. And I think most of those moves are going to be concerning quarterbacks. But it's going to be fun to see. Right now, the prospect rank has Marvin Harrison on the overall as far as the top pick. And I don't necessarily know if he will be. Again, it's such a random ordeal with the draft because you just don't know. Like, I remember when Reggie Bush was in the draft years ago and everybody was so hyped up. He was going to be the number one pick. And there was a game called the Reggie Bush Bowl between the Houston Texans and the San Francisco 49ers, and that game was insane. I went to that game, and there was so much wind at Candlestick. It was, man, what an iconic day. It was pretty fun to watch. Houston ended up getting the first pick in that draft, and they went with the defensive end. So, again, it's crazy. It is literally crazy. That's part of the fun of the draft, though, because your speculation isn't always what you think, you know, what's going to turn out. So kind of fun to watch. I mean, just never know. And I like these like sleeper guys, and I call them a sleeper guy because, well, I'm an offensive lineman, defensive lineman type guy. And man, Joe Alt from Notre Dame, he keeps going up and down on the list, but he's the best O lineman and he's an offensive tackle in the draft right now. Big kid from Notre Dame's 6'9", 321 pounds. Runs a 5.05 40. 321 pounds running a 5.05 40 time. I could not even imagine running a 5.05, let alone being 321 at 6'9", and having the skills that this gentleman has. That's definitely a gift. And it'll be fun to watch him. And like I said, you know, before, I'm a big Notre Dame guy, so I enjoy seeing the Fighting Irish get, you know, get drafted. And for an offensive tackle to be in the top 10, for me as a fan, that's exciting. That's sports right there. That's fun stuff. And we'd be remiss not to talk about our local guys. Xavier Worthy, Central East High School product from Texas, with a combine record of 4.21. Let's not forget that. Fastest man in the NFL right now. 5'11", 165 from Fresno, Central East High School. Good for you, Xavier. Good luck. And let's not forget Kendall Milton from Buchanan High. Played for Georgia last few years, 6'2", 225. Runs a 4.62, and I think Kendall's a little bit faster than that, but that's just my opinion. I don't know. I got the opportunity to see him play when he was in high school once, and the talent was there. We all saw it. Of course, he went to Georgia, and we all know his accolades there, two-time national champion. Orange Bowl MVP, to say the least. We are looking forward to his draft as well. And, of course, Fresno State has Carlton Johnson, the cornerback. And right now, Carlton's actually in the 270 slot on this max rankings right now, on the draft buzz rankings, which is pretty good, which is actually really good, because considering the company he's keeping right now in that area, it's looking good for him. And, of course, down the Mountain West, we've got Muhammad Kamara, the D lineman out of Colorado State. We've got Dallin Holker, the tight end from Colorado State. Holker, big tight end, 6'3", 241, runs a 4.78. That is impressive, too, a big tight end like that to run a 4.78. You got Trey Taylor out of Air Force, the safety running a 4.50, and he's at 269. So him and Carlton are like right there together, basically. So we'll probably see those guys getting drafted around the same time this season, this year. Easton Gibbs, outside linebacker out of Wyoming. Frank Crum, offensive tackle. He's at 294, and he's 6'8", 313, running a 4.94. Man, that is fast. I mean, god dang, those guys are big and they're running. It's crazy. Boise State also has George Halani, who's 4.52. And he's a running back, 5'10", 208 out of Boise State. Y'all probably remember him playing the Bulldogs. Pretty wild stuff. Pretty wild stuff. I love the draft. It gets me going. You just never know. And then when you look at the draft class, and if you've ever been to camp, you know, and before the season starts, you get to go to the football camps to watch them practice and stuff. It's kind of neat to see your rookies out there. And sometimes they got the rookies wearing mocks, you know, or pennies that represent them being rookies. So you can see the talent there and how they kind of interact with the NFL veterans. And it's good times. If you ever get a chance, definitely recommend going out to check out that stuff. And again, if you get a chance, go check out Mel Kiper's mock drafts. They are they're entertaining. If you're a draft nut like myself, they're definitely entertaining to see. Because again, you just don't know. Ooh, and you'll be able to follow the draft on ESPN and ESPN Radio. They'll have all that stuff for you. And also, Grizzly games on 1430. Tonight's game, you'll listen to Stephen Rice calling the game. Grizzlies versus Inland Empire. I believe first pitch is at 6:50. Looking forward to that. Go Grizzlies. Yep, 6:50, first pitch. And they'll be playing Inland Empire throughout this weekend. So grab the kiddos and head on out to the ballpark. It's going to be a good time out there. It'll be a really good time out there. A lot of events in Fresno, too, this weekend. There's a half marathon going on at Chukchansi, starting out in the morning. California Classic, it's called. Jerry Seinfeld tonight. If you got tickets, good luck. Have fun. Drum Tao, William Saroyan. I mean, there's a lot going on, folks. We'll cover that before the show's over for sure. After our last break here shortly, we'll go through all the fun stuff that's going on. But again, NFL draft is coming April 25th. And we got a lot of local guys going. Well, not a lot. We got a few local guys, but we got a lot of Mountain West players to keep an eye on. We've been able to watch a lot of these guys play for the past few years and looking forward to it. And, of course, can't forget, you know, Norris Jr. from Fresno State and Lavelle Bailey also fighting for draft spots. And hopefully they'll get some looks at by some of the teams and maybe surprise a few folks. At least we're hoping. That's for sure. As Bulldog fans, we're definitely hoping they'll surprise a few folks. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. It's 4:50. Got a few minutes left. We'll go ahead and wrap everything up here shortly and go over some of the fun stuff going on this weekend. Again, you're listening to Home Field Advantage on 1430 ESPN Radio. Welcome back to Home Field Advantage. We're getting close to wrapping it up on the day here, but we wanted to make sure we let you know about some of the cool stuff coming up on 1430. From Saturday 10 to 12, you got the Central Valley Sports Report with Paul Metters, of course, and that'll be live from First String Sports. First String Sports on Blackstone, if I'm not mistaken. That place has got everything, so check them out. Visit their website and come in and say hi to Paul. I'm sure he'd appreciate you. Great show. He always brings the heat and awesome. Also, Tony D every weekday, Sportsline, the Bulldog Hour with Tony D from 2 to 3. And if you want to know what's going on with the Bulldogs, man, Tony D, he'll get you up to date. So tune into his show. It's good stuff from 2 to 3 o'clock. On Friday, we got Inside the Patch. Your Raider fans out there, or even if you're not a Raider fan, you want to know what's going on with the Raiders. Gnarly Charlie is the host for that show, and he's on Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. And tomorrow we have high school baseball, Memorial versus Bullard, San Joaquin Memorial versus Bullard High School at 3:20. And if the Giants game, if it runs over into the Giants game, we'll join the Giants game in progress as it goes as soon as the game's over, but tune in tomorrow at high school baseball, Memorial versus Bullard. That'll be a really good matchup. Both excellent programs, coached by awesome coaches with great players. And I mean, literally, if you know anything about Memorial or Bullard and their sports, you know that they always have excellent, excellent baseball teams. So go out and check them out, folks. Let's talk about what's going on this weekend before we get out of here. There's a lot to see and a lot to do if you're in the Fresno area. Again, we got Jerry Seinfeld tonight, California Classic Half Marathon starting at Chukchansi on April 13th. Drum Tao at William Saroyan Theater on the 13th as well. And you can go to, there's a website, visit FresnoCounty.org, and you'll find all kinds of cool stuff about Fresno and what's going on. We got Earth Day at Fresno City College from 10 to 4. And they'll have vendors, exhibitors, food trucks, I mean, entertainment, stage, kids' activities, all kinds of stuff going on. You got the Vibe Soul Food Music Festival featuring Molly Music. All this, again, is on at visitfresnocounty.org. We got food trucks at Gazebo Garden, Old Town Farmers Market. Fort Washington Farmers Market. I mean, there's a lot to, I know those are not necessarily sports things to do, but there's a lot to do, and the weather's great, folks, so let's get out there and do that stuff. Live music at Engelman Cellars. Got the Cobra Comedy Open Mic at Full Circle Brewery on the 14th. All that stuff, again, folks, visit FresnoCounty.org. It's got all the information you need, contact numbers, times, parking, all that good stuff is there for you. It's at your fingertips. get out and enjoy the weekend. There's a lot of sports going on. Good luck to all you Giants fans this weekend and all you baseball fans this weekend, your D-back fans and Dodger fans. And the NL West is getting crazy. It's just the beginning of the season, and we can't say how excited enough we are. Well, we're going to go ahead and shut her down for the show. I want to thank everybody again. At the folks at 1430, you go. So much, just awesome, awesome, awesome stuff. Let me tell you, I'm literally beside myself. But I want to thank Enrique Laura, Chris Pacheco, Jorge Rodriguez, Joe Gomez, Carter, the whole gang at 1430. Thank you guys for everything. Thank you, Fashion Furniture, for your hospitality. Come on down and check it out. Fashion Furniture across from River Park. My name is Gino Morrow. We're going to try to do this one more time next Thursday. And have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe out there. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Radio.